السلام عليكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم على النبي محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. الله أسأل أن يوفقنا لما يحبه ويرضاه، وأن يجعل نياتنا خالصة لوجهه. نكمل إن شاء الله من حيث كنا وصلنا. Let us continue from where we stopped yesterday. كنا ذكرنا أمس آخر ما ذكرناه كلام أبي نصر القشيري رحمة الله عليه. The last thing we mentioned yesterday was the statement of Abu Nasr al-Qushayri, may Allah have mercy on him. قال المؤلف رحمه الله فهنا مسلكان، يعني بالنسبة للآيات المتشابهات هناك لأهل الحق طريقان مسلكان كل منهما صحيح. The author said, so here he means by that in what pertains to the ayat that are mutashabiha, the people of truth have two ways of dealing with these verses. Al-awwal maslaku salaf, يعني أغلبهم. The first way is the way of as-salaf, the people of the first 300 years. He means by that most of them, as we mentioned previously. وَهُمْ أَهْلُ الْقُرُونِ الثَّلَاثَةِ الْأُولَى. They are the people of the first three centuries. أي أكثرهم, that is most of them. فَإِنَّهُمْ يُؤَوِّلُونَهَا تَأْوِيلًا إِجْمَالِيًا. They interpret them by saying that they carry meanings that do not express the attributes of the creation without specifying a specific meaning. يفعلون هذا بالإيمان بها. They believe in these verses. واعتقاد أنها ليست من صفات الجسم. أي ما ذكر في هذه الآيات ليس صفات الأجسام. While believing that it does not, or they do not express attributes of, they do not express bodily attributes. بل أن لها معنى يليق بجلال الله وعظمته بلا تعيين. Rather, these verses have meanings that befit Allah تبارك وتعالى, befit the greatness of Allah تبارك وتعالى, without specifying these meanings. بل ردوا تلك الآيات إلى الآيات المحكمة كقوله تعالى لا يستك مثله شيء. Rather, they said that these verses must have meanings that comply with the meanings of the explicit verses, like the 11th verse of Surah Ash-Shura, لا يستك مثله شيء, which means nothing resembles Allah by any mean. ولا يخفى هنا أنما ولا يخفى هنا شيئان. Here it is, there are two matters that are clear. إذا قلنا أهل القرون الثلاثة الأولى فابتداء التأريخ عند المسلمين من الهجرة. When we say the first three centuries, the start of these three centuries is with the emigration of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. بهذا يؤرخ من الهجرة يبتدئ تاريخ المسلمين هذه الأمة. From the immigration, this of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام starts the dating of this nation. وإلى عندما نقول هذا طريق السلف يعني أكثرهم كما سبق وبينا. فإن بعضهم أول تفصيلا. When we say this is the way of as-salaf, the people of the first 300 years, we mean by that most of them, because some of them they specified meanings for such verses. وهو أي هذا المسلك مسلك السلف وهو كما قال الإمام الشافعي رضي الله عنه آمنت بما جاء عن الله على مراد الله وبما جاء عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على مراد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يعني رضي الله عنه لما قال آمنت بما جاء عن الله على مراد الله ماذا يعني؟ يعني الشافعي رضي الله عنه لا على ما قد تذهب إليه الأوهام والظنون من المعاني الحسية الجسمية التي لا تجوز في حق الله تعالى. يعني الشافعي رضي الله عنه يقول هذه الآيات لها معان تليق بالله يعلمها الله، هذه المعاني يعلمها الله تعالى لكنها ليست كمعاني الأجسام. فأنا آمنت بما جاء عن الله على مراد الله تعالى، على المعنى الذي أراده الله تبارك وتعالى، وبما قاله النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام على المعنى الذي أراده النبي لا صلى الله عليه وسلم، لا على ما تذهب إليه الأوهام والظنون. This way is represented by this way of as-salaf, the people of the first 300 years, is represented by a saying from al-Imam al-Shafi'i, رضي الله عنه. He said, آمنت بما جاء عن الله على مراد الله وبما جاء عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على مراد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Which means, I believe in the verses revealed by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala according to the meaning meant by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And I believe in what was narrated from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the meaning meant by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And what he meant by that, that I believe in that these statements revealed by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and narrated from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam have meanings that befit Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, even if I do not know explicitly what is the meaning. I believe that these verses and these hadith are truthful and they have a befitting meaning. It is not the meaning that of the creation that some people might, the delusion might lead to it. هذا طريق أغلب السلف. This is the way of most of the سلف كما بينا أمس. ما احتاجوا إلى غير ذلك فلم يسلكوا غير ذلك، ما احتاجوا إلى تعيين المعنى المراد فلم يفعلوا. Why did they go according to this way? As we explained yesterday, because they were not in need to specify the meanings. This is why they did not do that. Al-Imam Abu Hanifa radiyallahu anhu كان يكلم بعض تلاميذه مرة فقال له كان يشرح له لماذا توسع هو في بيان أمور متعلقة بالعقائد ما توسع فيها بهذا القدر كثير ممن سبقه فقال له حالنا وحالهم كحال أناس عندهم سلاح نحن عندنا سلاح وهم الذين سبقونا عندهم السلاح لكن هم لم يأتي عدو يقاتلهم فلم يحتاجوا إلى إبرازه وشهره وإظهاره ونحن قد حضرنا العدو فماذا نفعل نحتاج إلى إبراز هذا السلاح وإظهاره هذا بالتمام السبب الذي لم يعمد كثير من السلف لأجله إلى التأويل التفصيلي بينما عمد كثير من الخلف لأجله إلى التأويل التفصيلي الإمام أبو حنيفة رضي الله عنه one time was explaining to some of his students, to one of his students. He was explaining to him why he elaborated more about certain issues pertaining the creed. He elaborated more than his sheikhs, the people who were before him among the Muslim scholars. He told this student, ourselves and those who were before us are like people that have weapons. They have the weapons. All of them, they have weapons. But those who were before us were not faced by enemies that they needed to fight. And this is why they did not show their weapons. They did not bring it out. They did not show it. As ourselves, the enemy is in front of us and wants to attack us. So we are in need to take out our weapons and show them. He meant by that, those who were before us were not in need to explain more. There wasn't people of misguidance as much as nowadays. And he is talking about his days, and they were very few at his days. But compared to what existed before that. So he said, before us there were not people of misguidance as they existed nowadays. So those who were before us, although they knew what I'm talking and we are talking about and elaborating about, they did not need to go to explain that much. With much less explanation, the meanings were understood and there was no need to go farther. Although they knew what we are talking about. As for ourselves, there is a need to explain more and this is why we are doing it because there are more of misguided people nowadays who try to cheat the people and misguide them. إذا كان هذا الأمر ينطبق على زمن الإمام أبي حنيفة وفي أيامه رضي الله عنه أهل الضلال قلة قليلة فهو ينطبق أيضا بالأولى على ما بعده من الأزمان والعصور. So if this is the situation of the era of Imam Abu Hanifa, where the people of misguidance were very, 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 very few and known by their names because they were very few. So this would be more so applicable, what he said would be more so applicable for the eras that came after that.
ثم نفي التأويل التفصيلي عن السلف كما زعم بعض مردود
غير صحيح. يدل هناك أمور تدل على بطلانه ترده تدفعه تبطله.
مردود بما في صحيح البخاري في كتاب تفسير القرآن وعبارته أي عبارة البخاري هناك أي في هذا الموضع من صحيحه سورة القصص كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه إلا ملكه ويقال ما يتقرب به إليه.
البخاري رضي الله عنه في كتابه الصحيح أفرد حصة من الكتاب لتفسير آيات القرآن يذكر ماذا جاء من الأحاديث وبعض الآثار في تفسير بعض آيات القرآن سورة سورة. وصل إلى سورة القصص فقال سورة القصص هذا العنوان، ثم ذكر الآية من سورة القصص كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه. لما قال إلا وجهه البخاري فسرها وعين المعنى المراد، قال إلا ملكه، فسر الوجه بالملك، ما قال له معنى الملك أي السلطان، هنا ملك الله أي سلطان الله صفة الله سلطان الله، ليس المراد الملك الأشياء المملوكة التي يملكها الله المخلوقات، لا لا يراد هنا بالملك المخلوقات، إنما المراد سلطان الله تبارك وتعالى. فقال كل شيء هالك إلا ملكه إلا وجهه، قال إلا ملكه، فسر الوجه بالملك، ما قال له معنى يليق بالله ليس كمعاني المخلوقات ووقف هنا، بل عين المعنى المراد فقال إلا ملكه. ثم أكمل فقال وقيل، وبعضهم قال في تفسيره إن معناه ما يتقرب به إلى الله، إلا الأفعال الحسنة التي يتقرب بها إلى الله، لأن هذه الأفعال الحسنة التي يتقرب بها إلى الله هي الباقيات الصالحات التي تبقى للإنسان فيراها في ميزان حسناته في الآخرة ويثاب عليها في الجنة، ونعيم الجنة لا يفنى. فقال قيل هذا، يعني هو يرجح الأول الذي هو يأخذ به أن معناه إلا ملكه، قال وبعضهم قال غير ذلك. هذا البخاري أول تأويلا تفصيليا، ونقل عن غيره أيضا التأويل التفصيلي. What is mentioned by some people which we described enough yesterday I think. Who are these people and why they do that, etc. So what is mentioned by some people that specifying specific meanings for these verses is prohibited is not correct. What shows that it is not why do they say among their sayings they say it is prohibited because a Salaf did not do it. Don't they call themselves Salafis to trick the people? They call themselves Salafis. They mean by that we are following a Salaf. This is what they mean. It is not true. We are not discussing that. But this is what they mean by that. And this is why you don't call them Salafis. Because they are not. But they claim to be Salafis. And by that they mean to follow a Salaf. And as-salaf refers to the first three centuries. Now they claim that it is prohibited to do that because as-salaf did not do it. This claim is false because al-Bukhari in his book al-Sahih did that. In the chapter when he was talking about the interpretation of al-Quran and more precisely when he was talking about the interpretation of certain verses from Surah Al-Qasas, he mentioned one verse in Surah Al-Qasas, the verse 88 of Surah Al-Qasas, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَهُ. Which some people might interpret to say, everything vanishes except the wajh of Allah. Some people, they say other things. I don't want to mention that. So, al-Bukhari, in explaining this verse, did not just say, al-wajh here refers to something, to an attribute that befits Allah, and it is not like the attributes of the creation, without specifying the meaning. He did not do that. Rather, after mentioning the verse, he immediately said that the term wajh here refers to the dominion of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is, to his attribute of subjugating. So he gave an explicit meaning and interpretation, a precise interpretation for this verse. Then he continued to say, and some people interpreted it, and by that he meant some scholars. He wasn't copying the saying of whomever said anything. He said, and some people said, it means the good deeds that one does for the sake of Allah. Because these deeds, one will receive the reward in the hereafter. And because of that, he will be rewarded in paradise, which its endowment does not come to an end. But he chose the first interpretation. So al-Bukhari himself, who was among us Salaf, precised the meaning of this verse, which is among the verses mutashabiha. And he copied from others among us Salaf, also that they precised a meaning, a different meaning for this verse. إذن فما زعموه باطل بهذا الشاهد. So what they claim is untrue, is not true. And this is a proof that it is not true. What they claim that it is invalid to precise a meaning for any among these verses. It is not true. Al-Bukhari precise meanings, and others also. Specified meanings. ومعلوم أن ملك الله هنا صفة من صفاته الأزلية ليس كالملك المخلوق الذي يعطيه للمخلوقين. It is known for sure that the dominion of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala meant here is an eternal attribute of Allah Ta'ala. It is not like the dominion, the created dominion of the people. The created It's not like the created control that Allah Ta'ala gave to certain people in the past and gives to certain people nowadays. We are talking about an eternal attribute of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. في الماضي الله أعطى بعض الناس ملكا واسعا جدا. As you know, in the past, some people, Allah gave them a very vast control. بعضهم كان مرضيا عند الله وبعضهم لم يكن مرضيا عند الله. Some of them were accepted by Allah and some were not. Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salam sukhira lahu ar-rih wal jinn. Our master Sulaiman sallallahu alayhi wa ala nabiyyina wa sallam, he was served by al-jinn and Allah yajzik al-khair, and by the wind, if you want. What do you call the soft wind? Also wind? Breeze? It's not a breeze. Yeah, the Arabic language is more vast, more precise. So, wherever he wanted to go, the wind would take him with his followers. To any place. كذلك ذو القرنين كان حكمه واسعا جدا حكم ما بين المشرق والمغرب. Likewise, ذو القرنين, he controlled all the areas from the east to the west. وأيضا فرعون كان ملكه واسعا جدا. And likewise Pharaoh had a strong rulership and control also. كل هذا فنيا. All of this vanished. أما ملك الله فهو صفة أزلية أبدية لا تزول. As for the dominion of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it's an eternal and everlasting attribute that does not vanish, of course. وفيه أي في البخاري غير هذا الموضع في صحيح البخاري يعني غير هذا الموضع أي من التأويل التفصيلي كتأويل الضحك الوارد في الحديث بالرحمة. Likewise in صحيح البخاري there is another place where البخاري made this detailed ta'wil, if you want, where he precised, he specified the meaning meant by the verbs.
ففيه تأويل الضحك الوارد في الحديث بالرحمة. In صحيح البخاري, البخاري also interpreted الضحك, which is mentioned in one hadith, to mean the mercy. الخطابي رحمه الله قال البخاري أول الضحك الوارد في الحديث بالرحمة, قال وتأويله بالرضا أقرب. هذا رأي الخطابي, لكن البخاري أوله بالرحمة. الخطابي, we mentioned الخطابي several times yesterday and the day before, and today we are mentioning him. He is a great scholar among the sheikhs of Al-Bayhaqi. So just to know who is he. He died at the beginning of the, he died in the 4th Hijri century. So Al-Khattabi copied from Al-Bukhari that he interpreted Al-Dahik mentioned in a hadith to mean the mercy. In one hadith, the term Al-Dahik is attributed to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And this term Al-Dahik can have several meanings. Among its meanings is to laugh. When Al-Bukhari narrated the hadith that has this term attributed to Allah in it, he made it clear. He made clear what it means. He said, this means that Allah would have mercy on this person or these people. Al-Khattabi copied this from Al-Bukhari, then continued to say, and in my opinion, what I say is, there is a meaning closer than the meaning that Al-Bukhari chose, which is al-rida. He said, this means that these people are accepted by Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that Allah accepted these people. فَكَمَا تَرَوْنَ الْبُخَارِي عَيَّنَ الْمَعْنَى أَيْضًا. So as you see, Al-Bukhari specified the meaning in this hadith also. فَمَا يَدَّعِيهِ هَؤُلَاء مِنْ أَنَّهُمْ سَلَفِيُّونَ مُتَّبِعُونَ لِلسَّلَفِ بَاطِلٌ. So what these people claim that they are following a Salaf is not correct. وصح أيضا التأويل التفصيلي عن الإمام أحمد وهو من السلف أيضا, فقد ثبت عنه أنه قال في قوله تعالى, أحمد كان قبل البخاري, فقد ثبت عنه يعني توفي قبله, فقد ثبت عنه أنه قال في قوله تعالى, وجاء ربك إنما جاءت قدرته, كما ذكرنا أمس. As we mentioned, the author continued to say, also it is confirmed from Al-Imam Ahmad that he specified a meaning for such verses and hadith. It is, and Al-Imam Ahmad is among As-Salaf. You know, he died before Al-Bukhari even. It is confirmed from him that he interpreted the 22nd verse of Surah Al-Fajr, وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ, by saying what really comes and appears is the trace of his power. As we mentioned this yesterday, if you remember, فهنا الإمام أحمد قد أول تفصيلا. Here الإمام أحمد gave precise or specified a specific meaning to this verse. والعجيب أن هؤلاء الناس متلاعبون. These people are how do you say it? They are not honest. إذا لم يكن هناك من يدفع شبههم بين الموجودين بين من يستمع إليهم يلبسون يقولون نحن نتبع السلف. If there is no one to refute them among the people whom they are addressing, they say we follow a salaf to trick the people. فإذا وجد بين الناس من يرد عليهم ويقول لهم ثبت عن السلف غير ذلك ويبين ذلك. If among the people, if among the addressed people there are someone or more than one that can refute them and say, but as-salaf did not act this way, this person among as-salaf said other than what you say, and this one said other than that, etc. هنا يقولون نحن لا نتبع الرجال نتبع الحق. Here they say, oh, we don't follow men, we follow the truth. هؤلاء أخطأوا. These people committed mistakes. إذا صادفكم أحد من هؤلاء إذا صادفكم مثل ذلك فقال مثل هذا قولوا فهل تضللونهم أو لا. If this happens with you, if this ever happens with you, ask such person, so what do you judge these people among as-salaf? What do you judge al-Imam al-Bukhari? What do you judge al-Imam Ahmed? These are misguided people or not? لن يجرؤوا أن يضللوهم. They are not going to dare. They are not going to dare to say they are misguided. لكن سيقولون أخطأوا. ليسوا ضلالا لكن أخطأوا. They will say they are not misguided but they committed a mistake on this issue. فقولوا لهم فلماذا تضللوننا نحن إذا فعلنا مثلهم. لماذا تضللون أهل السنة إذا فعلوا مثلهم إذن. Then you tell them, then why do you judge أهل السنة of being misguided if they do like these people among as-salaf do. They wouldn't have an answer. And some might go farther to say that these people among as-salaf were misguided. They might do that. But they would be exposing themselves if they do it. But they might do it. Ibn Taymiyyah, when he was... بعضهم قد يضلل السلف. بعض السلف. لكن يفضح نفسه بهذا. Ibn Taymiyyah, لما قيل له أحمد يقول بخلاف كلامك وأبرز له الدليل من كلام أحمد ما تراجع. قال عجيب, أحمد عندي كبير يقول مثل هذا. يعني أنا كنت أعتقد في أحمد أن محله عالي, كيف يقول مثل هذا الكلام. When Ibn Taymiyyah was presented by something that Imam Ahmad said that contradicts what he says, he did not even think about what he said. Not to say to retract. He didn't think. He immediately moved to say, this is strange. I used to believe that Ahmad has a high status. How does he say something like that? وبعضهم قال ما هو أشنع من هذا. And some among them said things that are more ugly than this. واحد قيل له أبو أيوب الأنصاري، أبو أيوب الأنصاري فعل كذا وكذا. قال هذا الشرك. قيل له أبو أيوب الأنصاري فعله. قال ولو فعله أبو أيوب، لو محمد بن عبد الله فعله لكان شركا. And some even said something, as I said, more ugly than that. He said about something which is done commonly by the Muslims. He said, this is shirk, this is blasphemy. And a person told him, but the companion, the great companion Abu Ayyub al-Ansari did it. He said, he replied, even if Abu Ayyub did it, this is shirk, this is blasphemy. He continued to say, even if Muhammad ibn Abdullah does it, that would be shirk. So he said, even if the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam does that, he would be committing shirk. So these people really follow their ideas, not what the Salaf said. Anyway. وهذا الذي ذكرناه عن الإمام أحمد صحح سنده الحافظ البيهقي. This statement of Imam Ahmad, Al-Hafiz Al-Bayhaqi said that it is confirmed from Ahmad. The narration, this, the chain of narrators from him to Ahmad is a sahih chain of narrators. والبيهقي حافظ كبير كما تعرفون. And البيهقي is a great حافظ, as you know. الحافظ صلاح الدين العلائي قال البيهقي والدار قطني ما جاء بعدهما مثلهما ولا من يقرب منهما في المعرفة بالحديث. يعني الحافظ العلائي said, no one among the scholars of hadith who came after Al-Bayhaqi and Ad-Darqutni was equal to them or even close to them. This is to have an idea about the status of Al-Bayhaqi, especially in the knowledge of hadith. والحافظ العلائي هو الذي قال فيه الحافظ ابن حجر شيخ مشايخنا. And Al-Hafiz Al-Ala'i was described by Al-Hafiz Ibn Hajar Al-Asqalani that he is the Shaykh of my Shaykhs. My Shaykhs. The Shaykh of my Shaykhs. In plural. He was a great scholar of Hadith. وهناك خلق كثير من العلماء غير البيهقي ذكروا في تأليفهم أن أحمد أول. There are plenty of scholars other than البيهقي who copied this statement from الإمام أحمد رضي الله عنه. منهم الحافظ عبد الرحمن بن الجوزي. Among them is the great scholar of hadith, فقه, interpretation of Al-Quran and other things, Al-Hafiz Abdul Rahman Ibn Al-Jawzi, الذي هو أحد أساطين المذهب الحنبلي, who is among the most, the strongest Hanbali scholars, the strongest scholars who followed the school of Al-Imam Ahmad. لكثرة اطلاعه على نصوص المذهب وأحوال أحمد. He had a vast knowledge about the different sayings in the Hanbali school and about the biography and sayings of Al-Imam Ahmad himself. إلى هنا واضح. Up till here, is it clear? قلنا هناك مسلكان. We said there are two proper ways. مسلك أغلب السلف بالتأويل الإجمالي. Most of the Salaf, they did not specify meanings for the ayat which are mutashabiha. Although they said they have meanings that do not express the attributes of the creation. They have meanings that befit Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And most of those who came after them, وَأَمَّا أَغْلَبُ الْخَلَفِ فَأَوَّلُوا تَفْصِيلًا. Most of those who came after as-salaf, they specified meanings for these verses. كُلٌّ مِنَ الطَّرِقَيْنِ صَحِيحٌ. Both ways are correct. بَعْضُ أَهْلِ الْبِدَعِ يُهَاجِمُونَ أَكْثَرُ مَسْلَكَ الْخَلَفِ. Some people of misguidance, they attack a lot what al-Khalaf did. وَذَلِكَ لِأَنَّهُمْ يُرِيدُونَ أَنْ يَجُرُّوا النَّاسِ إِلَى التَّشْبِيهِ. Because they want to attract people to liken Allah to the creation. يَقُولُونَ نَحْنُ نَتَمَسَّكْ بِمَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَفِ وَهُمْ لَا يَفْعَلُونَ. They say, we adhere to what as-salaf did, and they don't. But this is what they say. We don't want to follow al-khalaf. You tell them, تقول لهم, لكن as-salaf أيضا أول تفصيلا. You tell them, but also as-salaf specified sometimes meanings for these verses. فلا يكون عندهم جواب. So they have nothing to say here. إلا العناد, except to be stubborn. وهذا الذي قالوه يلزم منه شناعة كبيرة بينها أبو نصر القشيري كما ذكرنا أمس. And what they said implies several ugly matters which were clarified and stated by Abu Nasr al-Qushayri, as we mentioned yesterday. Didn't we copy yesterday what he said? We spent a whole session saying what he said about that. وَأَبُو نَصْرٍ الْقُشَيْرِي هَذَا هو الذي وصفه الحافظ عبد الرزاق الطبصي بإمام الأئمة. To have more idea who is Abu Nasr al-Qushayri, know that the great scholar of hadith عبد الرزاق الطبصي said about Abu Nasr al-Qushayri, he is the Imam of the Imams. Just to have an idea about his high status. He was the Imam of the Imams. كما نقل ذلك الحافظ ابن عساكر في كتابه تبيين كذب المفتري. As الحافظ ابن عساكر narrated that, copied that in his book تبيين كذب المفتري. عندما ترجم أبا نصر القشيري نقل قول الطبصي هذا فيه. When he mentioned the biography of Abu Nasr al-Qushayri, he copied this statement about him from الطبصي. الثاني مسلك الخلف. The second way is what most of the people who lived after the first three, most of the scholars who lived after the first three centuries did. وَهُمْ يُؤَوِّلُونَهَا تَفْصِيلًا كيف بِتَعْيِينِ مَعَانٍ لَهَا مِمَّا تَقْتَضِيهِ لُغَةُ الْعَرَبِ. يعني أغلب وَلَا يَحْمِلُونَهَا عَلَى ظَوَاهِرِهَا أَيْضًا كَالسَّلَفِ. أغلب الخلف مثل السلف لا يحملون هذه الآيات على ظواهرها, يقولون لها معنى يليق بالله ليس المعاني ليس المراد معاني معاني المخلوقين، كلهم يقولون هذا. لكن الخلف أكثرهم عينوا المعاني المرادة في هذه الآيات، عينوها كيف؟ على ما يوافق الشرع وما يوافق لغة العرب، لأن القرآن عربي فلا يجوز تفسيره بما لا يوافق لغة العرب، والقرآن منه أخذت الشريعة، لا يجوز أن يفسر بما ينقض شيئا من الشرع، بما ينقض آيات أخرى فيه، ففسروها، عينوا لها معاني مناسبة على ما تقتضيه لغة العرب ويقتضيه الشرع ويوافق الشرع. Most of the people who lived after the first three Hijri centuries, most of the scholars specified meanings for these verses that are mutashabiha. And they did that taking in consideration two issues. For the interpretation to be in compliance with the Arabic language, because Al-Quran was revealed in the Arabic language. And the other issue is that they took in consideration, or for this, and is for this interpretation not to contradict verses from Al-Quran or hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أما التأويل الذي لا توافق عليه لغة العرب أو لا يوافق عليه الشرع فلم يقبلوه وهو مردود. Any interpretation that does not comply with the Arabic language and does not comply with verses from Al-Quran or the hadith of the sayings of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, such interpretation is not accepted, for sure. وَلَا بَأْسَ بِسُلُوكِهِ يعني هذا المسلك وَلَا سِيَّمَا عِنْدَ الْخَوْفِ مِنْ تَزَلْزُلِ الْعَقِيدَةِ حِفْظًا مِنَ التَّشْبِيهِ. سلوكه ما فيه حرج، ما فيه ضرر، ما فيه معصية، لا يلام من سلكه كما لا يلام من سلك مسلك السلف، لا هذا يلام ولا هذا يلام. وسلوك مسلك الخلف لا بأس به لا سيما وهو مقبول أكثر عند الخوف من تزلزل العقيدة، إذا خيف على إنسان إن لم يعين له المعنى أن تتغير عقيدته إلى الفساد، فهنا لا بأس بسلوك هذا المسلك حفظا من التشبيه. Going according what most of Al-Khalaf did, those who came after the first 300 years did, is okay. Just as it is okay to go according to the way of As-Salaf. Both are accepted. Both ways are accepted. And this way of Al-Khalaf is accepted more when there is a worry that if one do not follow it, some people might, their belief might start to shake and they might fall into likening Allah to the creation. In this case, it becomes more accepted to go according to what the later scholars did. وهذا التأويل التفصيلي يدل عليه القرآن ويدل عليه الحديث أيضا وفعل الصحابة. This issue to interpret by specifying a specific meaning for certain verses that are mutashabiha is something that Al-Qur'an shows that it is permissible. Al-Hadith, the Hadith of the Prophet shows that, and what the companions did shows it. أَذْكُرُ مِثَالًا وَاحِدًا لِذَلِكَ. Let me give you one example of that. في بعض الأحاديث جاء إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُمْهِلْ حَتَّى إِذَا مَضَى إِنْ يَنْزِلُ رَبُّنَا كُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا فَيُنَادِي هَلْ مِنْ دَاعٍ فَيُسْتَجَابَ لَهُ هَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَيُغْفَرَ لَهُ إِلَى آخِرِهِ. هذا حديث مشهور ذكره العلماء في مسائل العقيدة, يذكر في أمور العقيدة لأنه حديث صحيح مشهور. هذا الحديث جاء بهذا اللفظ, مروي بهذا اللفظ, ينزل ربنا, والنزول له عدة معان لا ندخل فيها الآن, لكن هكذا جاء ينزل ربنا. من العلماء من قال هذا النزول نزول يليق بالله, ليس انتقالا من فوق إلى تحت كما هو نزول المخلوقين, لأن الله تعالى ليس هو في جهة فوق ولا في جهة تحت, هو خلق هذه الجهات, لكنه نزول يليق بالله تبارك وتعالى. وبعض العلماء قال هذا معناه ينزل ملك بأمر ربنا, فأول هذا الحديث تأويلا تفصيليا, قال معناه ينزل ملك من الملائكة بأمر الله. قال ولغة العرب معروف فيها هذا, تقول بنى الأمير قصرا ولا يكون الأمير قد أمسك حجرا من حجارته, إنما لأنه بني بأمره يقال هو بناه, ولأن نزول الملك هو بأمر الله جاء في الحديث ينزل ربنا. قال هؤلاء العلماء قالوا والذي نقوله يدل عليه الحديث أيضا, لأنه قد روي عن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام إن الله يمهل حتى إذا مضى شطر الليل الأول, انتهى جزء من الليل, جزء الأول من الليل, بقي الجزء الأخير من الليل, أمر مناديا فينادي هل من داع فيستجاب له هل من مستغفر فيغفر له. قالوا فهذه الرواية تفسر تلك الرواية, فيكون في حديث النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام الذي رواه أصحابه والذي أخرجه علماء الإسلام في كتب الحديث المشهورة ما يدل على التأويل التفصيلي, وأنه لا بأس به, مقبول, ما فيه حرج, إذ لو كان فيه حرج لما رووه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. You know that there is a famous hadith, famous sahih hadith, which the scholars mention, they mention it in what pertains to the matters of the religion, which is the hadith of an-nuzul. This is how sometimes they call it. And in this hadith, it is mentioned, there is a term mentioned, يَنْزِلُ رَبُّنَا. The term يَنْزِلُ is attributed to Allah. Yanzilu can have several meanings. Among its meaning is to descend from up to down. Of course, this... Okay, let me continue. So in this hadith it is mentioned, يَنْزِلُ رَبُّنَا every night to the first sky, and he says, whomever makes supplication to me, I will give him what he wants. Whomever asks me, I will give him what he wants, etc. Whomever asks forgiveness, I will forgive him, etc. Some scholars, they went with this hadith by saying, this hadith has a meaning that befits Allah Ta'ala. It does not mean to go from up to down, because Allah does not exist in a direction, neither up nor down. He created the directions. It has a meaning that befits Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is what some scholars said. Some others said, this hadith actually means that Allah orders an angel that descends to the first sky and says, by the order of Allah, whomever asks me, I will forgive him. That is, whomever asks Allah forgiveness, Allah will forgive him. Whomever asks for something, Allah will give him, etc. They continued to say, and this interpretation, so as you can see, they interpreted this hadith by giving a specific meaning to it. They said, يَنْزِلُ رَبُّنَا means the angel descends by the order of Allah Ta'ala. They said this is known in the Arabic language because you say, so and so built a castle, for example, without touching one stone of it, because it was built by his orders. You would say, the ruler in Arabic, what you would translate to English, the ruler put so and so in prison, although he wouldn't be even touching him. Someone else put him in prison by his orders. So they said this is known in the Arabic language and in other languages also. This is known in the Arabic language. So the hadith means Allah orders an angel to descend in the last part of the night and to say these statements. They continued to say, in the hadith of the Prophet, there is proof for what we are saying. They said, because in another narration, it is narrated from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam with a sahih chain of narrators. It's narrated by An-Nasa'i and others that Allah orders someone, that is an angel, at the last part of the night to say, whomever asks Allah, Allah will forgive him, whomever, etc. Ask Allah for forgiveness, Allah will forgive him, etc. They said, so this narration from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam interprets explicitly the other narration. قالوا لو كان التأويل التفصيلي حراما وممنوعا لم ينقله الأئمة في كتب الحديث عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. They said, had it been prohibited to make this specific interpretation, then this wouldn't be narrated from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the scholars wouldn't narrate it from him sallallahu alayhi wasalam in the reliable books. يعني هؤلاء الوهابية خالفوا القرآن والحديث، خالفوا منهج القرآن ومنهج الحديث ومنهج السلف ومنهج الخلف، فمع من هم؟ In brief, these Wahhabis did not comply with Al-Quran, they did not comply with the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. They did not comply with the way of As-Salaf, those who lived in the first 3 centuries, and they did not comply with those who came after them. So with who are they? One thing is left. One thing. The way that goes against Al-Quran, Al-Hadith, and the way of Muslims is which way? It's the way of hell. It's the way of the devil. That's what it is. That's what it is. إلى هنا واضح up till here. Is it clear? يلا تفضل. Well, let's stop here for now. Allah knows best. الله أعلم. Go ahead. لا روايتان لهذا الحديث، حادثة واحدة لها روايتان. لو لم يعرف الصحابة أن هذا مراد النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام لما رووه بلفظ آخر، أليس كذلك؟ تفضل أبو الصلاح. اي نعم يطلق، بس مش ليس في هذه الآية. بلى بلى، as brother أبو صلاح said. Also, Al-Imam Malik, when he interpreted this hadith, he said it refers to the descent of the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So he interpreted it by giving it an explicit meaning also. Naam, tafaddal. Fima ba'd, inshaAllah. معروف الحديث في البخاري، معروف أكثر من حديث ورد فيه ذلك. نعم بعدين إن شاء الله يأتي إن شاء الله. يا علي، can you repeat?
The Wahhabis now, they'll tell you, or some of them now, they'll say that there are Muslims. The people claiming to represent Ahmadis, they say that Ahmadis are the Ash'aris, the Maturidis, and they say the Athabis.
What do they mean by the Athabis? What can we do about that except try to say that you cannot claim that the water and the fire are the same.
Was there a group ever that was called the Athabis, or is this something they invented?
They invented something. Athari, you know this, yeah, at the end of the words. For example, you say, or even if you are a little bit sensitive for that. For example, you say Philadelphia, and if you want to say someone from Philadelphia in Arabic, you say Philadelphia. You add this ya with a shadda at the end. You say America, and then you say Ameriki. This is someone to refer someone or something to a place or a matter. And athar refers to the sayings of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the companions and their followers. So when you say athari means someone who studies the hadith of the Prophet and his companions and the followers of the companions. That's what it means. Or someone who follows the hadith of the Prophet. That's what athari means. So if you are like that, which I believe, you would be, although you are not a scholar of hadith, but you would be called athari. That is, you follow al-athar. That's it. There is no such group of people. There was no such group of people in the past or nowadays. But these are people, actually, those who are saying this are people who are tired from standing up. They don't have the effort. They don't want to stand up. They don't want to face. So they say, instead of facing these misguided people, okay, let's say we are correct and they are correct, and let's have peace among our. This is it's like instead of me eating all the cake, let me give them a piece of the cake, and we all will eat from this cake, and that's it. Instead of facing each other, this is the situation. Or something else. Or they want to please a third party. We are peaceful people to the extent that even if we disagree on the focal and essential issues of belief, we still say both are right. All right. This is not how you go according to the matters of the belief. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam came with one religion, not with two religions or three. With one belief, not with two or three. So we are not going to say about any belief that contradicts the belief of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and his companion that it is correct. We are not going to say that all the scholars of the Muslims from nowadays until the companions were wrong until these Wahhabis came, or they didn't know until these Wahhabis, they came up and knew the right thing. Or that they were right, and also the Wahhabis who came with what contradicts them are right. I don't know how they say it. If someone asks them, what do these athari say? What is their creed? If they say they believe that Allah is attributed with attributes that do not resemble the attributes of the creation, and they follow what Al-Quran said and the Hadith said about that, this is what Ahl-Sunnah say. So these would be among Ahl-Sunnah. Why are you taking them out and say that they are other people? And if they say that they contradict on these issues, then how are you including them in? It doesn't work. It does not work. This is not a political issue. Even I don't want to go more about it.
شاء الله. يا الصلاة تفضل. واحد وهابي في الأردن خبيث قال هذا. تفضل. Can you repeat your question? Is it? The masjid, this is, I know that to do that in the masjid, this is good. There is reward in that. To do it inside the house. This is good, but is there reward in that? I don't remember that I heard this case before. Tafaddal Abd al-Rahim. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Abd al-Alim. So this other person is saying, if someone believes, has a belief that is not the belief of Islam, he would be a Muslim? Isn't he saying that? Is this what the Prophet came with? Is this our religion? No. Wafiq. How would be someone who has a belief different than the Islamic belief a Muslim? I don't know how someone can say that. Even if one says he's committing by that an enormous sin. What does that mean? He is still confirming for this person that he is a Muslim while he knows that he has a belief different than the Islamic belief. How can that be? لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. This is, nowadays this is how some things go. Because as it is mentioned in the hadith, people who do not know the matters of the religion, they talk about them. If someone is in a political party and he's told about another person, a person who does not believe in the principles of this party, that he is from this party, would he accept that? Even if he says, would he say he's from this party? He's not an active, but he is from this. Would he say that? No. About a political party, they don't accept to say that. So, Shri Abd al-Ali. What? Go ahead. It's okay. Go ahead. Abd al-Ali, what you can do is to advise. That's what you can do. I know you get. You get sad, you get sometimes frustrated, but what we can do is to give the advice. Wafiq, تفضلي. هلا شو جاب هذا اللي عم نحكي؟ الله يكرمك. Please, let's keep the questions pertaining to what we are talking about. If someone has a question that does not pertain to the topic, he can ask me later alone. So we don't distract the people who are attending. Allah yukrimukum. Tfaddal. Wafiq. Ma'roof alakan.
هو الحديث بمجموع رواياته مشهور، وهذا من رواياته. كيف ما بيكون حديث واحد، يا أما بيكون مشهور، إما أن يكون الحديث مشهورا أو غير مشهور. أما نص مشهور ما فيه. الحديث بمجموع رواياته، إما أن يكون مشهورا أو غير مشهور. نعم. No, they were not at the same era. Al-Qushayri died in the 4th Hijri century. Al-Tabsi died in the 5th. Al-Bayhaqi died in the 5th. Al-Daraqutni died in the 5th. Al-Ala'i died in the 8th. He lived through the 7th and he died in the 8th Hijri century. Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar died in the 9th Hijri century. Ibn Taymiyyah was in the 8th Hijri century. طيب تفضلي. والتابعين. لي شو اللي بدك يا حتى جاوبك مظبوط. والتابعين. أبو حنيفة رأى بعض الصحابة رؤية ولم يثبت له تلق من أحد منهم، إنما رضي الله عنه تلقى علمه من التابعين، فمشايخه من التابعين، فمراده بمن كان قبلنا مشايخه من التابعين ومن كان قبلهم من الصحابة. الملك. السيطرة. وبكم. شيئان. الفرق الأول أن أهل السنة لم يثبتوا القدم صفة، والمشبهة يثبتونها صفة. هذا واحد. والثاني أنهم يقولون بلسانهم يد لا كالأيدي، وهم يعتقدون في الحقيقة التشبيه ويقولون ما يدل على ذلك. أما أهل السنة فيقولون يد لا كالأيدي ويعنون التنزيه ويعتقدونه ولا يناقضون هذا بكلام آخر. هذا الفرق. بارك الله فيكم. نهلل. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.